Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
But if Billy O is not an option for whatever reason, doesn't want to come back, wants to stay at Alabama, gets a job somewhere else, there is somebody who coached offense early in his career, who is on staff, who knows defenses inside and out, and who is trusted by Bill Belichick maybe as much as anybody. I know for a fact they hang out after wins in the club at Gillette Stadium drinking Budweisers. And his name, Matt Patricia.
So that was one Andy Hart yesterday on our show, thinking outside the box and saying he believes that Matt Patricia could be in the running. Anybody feel good about that?
No. I do not want to see Matt. No offense. Do not want to see Matt Patricia as the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots next year. And this is one of the times, Lou, I feel very comfortably speaking on behalf of all Patriots fans.
Well, I'm just looking at... So Patricia apparently was an offensive coaching assistant in 2004.
Yeah.
And then when the offensive line tight ends coach Jeff Davidson, I'm guessing you know who he is, Foyer?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
When he left, Patricia was reassigned as the Patriots assistant offensive line coach.
Yep.
So is that like his offensive history?
That's it.
Offensive assistant and offensive line assistant.
Yeah. And when I say assistant, I mean... Right now he's Ernie Adams. At least that's what it feels like. But back then he was... Listen, he was, entry-level coach with the Patriots. I mean, long, long hours. No life, no money. Okay? And he was great. I mean, holding up the cards. Like, he was that guy. He wasn't coaching a position by himself. The next year he did, though.
Yeah. All right, so Matt Patricia, Andy Hart throws his name out there, thinking outside the box. Maybe not so crazy about that. How about Phil Perry? Phil Perry had this to say when he was talking about Josh McDaniels and when he was possibly leaving. Remember, he was leaving. He was going to Indy, and this is what the plan was for the Patriots back then.
I just look at some of the other candidates, whether it's Jerry Schaplinski, who was on the Joe Judge staff coaching quarterbacks in New York, or whether it's Joe Judge himself. I was told... This was about a year or so ago, that when Josh McDaniels had taken the job in Indy, the plan was for Joe Judge, who was on the staff here at the time, to take over as offensive coordinator after Josh McDaniels. We know Joe Judge is available, so there's a few other options floating around there.
How do you feel about Joe Judge
what?
Being the new offensive coordinator?
Okay, so you had to remind me of this, because I did not remember was it 2018? It was 2018,
yeah,
right?
When he was getting that job.
Yeah, but it was 2018 where he was the special teams coach and the wide receivers
before
coach.
When he got the Giants job, his last job with New England was special teams / wide receivers coach.
Yeah, I specifically remember you.
He did so good with
N'Keal
Harry.
Yeah. Yeah, he was such a great what a group. But Troy Brown was
Matthew
there also.
Slater was his.
No, that's
Troy
it.
Troy Brown was there also.
Got it figured out, guys. This is exactly what Belichick does. He whittles it down to like a final four. They all come in the room, and the pitch to be the next Patriots offensive coordinator is, what would you do with N'Keal Harry? That's it. That's all Belichick entertains. Just tell me how to fix Harry.
You believe that? I mean, I believe Phil Perry, that he was told if Josh McDaniels was leaving, they were looking to promote Joe Judge. Josh comes back, and they say, we'll give you wide receivers and special teams.
Oh, so that's what it was, huh? So it was like he had already kind of promised him something.
Maybe.
He took it back, and then he's like, well, I'll keep you on the offense.
We'll give you two jobs. Pay you for one,
man.
But give you two. So is anybody excited about Joe Judge being offensive
coordinator?
No.
Absolutely not. Now, zero. No, I feel like I mean, listen, I guess it could happen. I guess nothing would really surprise me. Nobody on this on that that's on the staff right now is going to be offensive coordinator. They're not going to be officially named the offensive coordinator. There's not one person on that staff right now other than Josh that would sit there and be the offensive coordinator. Not one.
So it's going to be like we don't it's going to be like the defense. We don't know. Like
yeah,
Steve Belichick,
I think it'll be,
have a headset
it'll be,
on and he calls
unless
the plays,
they bring but... in unless they bring in a guy that has some history, a guy that went and coached was a head coach at Penn State and turned that program around after the whole, you know, the fiasco that went on over there.
What about a guy
Joe
that
Paul?
Was in Miami and say the Jets? Because let's turn it back a little bit. This was
how far back?
This was 2020, December 30th. Bill Belichick on this show. At the time, it was OMF, and he had this to say as he was preparing to play for the Jets about one Adam Gase.
You know, Adam's always had an offensive system that, you know, really gave the quarterbacks all the opportunities to, you know, have tools that they need to be successful. So I don't think you could have anybody, you know, better coaching him than where he's at. You know, he's progressing, and as you expect he would.
Speaking very highly of one Adam Gase.
I would say... ask him what he said about any other coach that he played against.
Do you think he says that about every offensive coordinator?
Or every head coach?
Well, I don't.
Okay. Really?
No, I don't. I don't. Talks about how his offense always puts the quarterback in great position. It's a great system. I mean, just going on and on and on and on about Adam Gase in his eyes.
Who's the quarterback? What did he say about Sean McVay when Sean McVay was the head coach for the first time?
Nerd.
Pretty high praise for him.
Yeah.
Who's the coach in San Diego, LA for the Chargers? Oh my God, why do I forget his name?
Kevin
Brandon
O'Connell.
Staley? Brandon Staley.
Oh, Brandon Staley.
Staley.
Right.
Kevin O'Connell.
No,
Staley.
O'Connell's with the Rams.
Staley?
But aren't both those guys like the youngest, brightest offensive minds in the game?
I don't know, but my point is there's still no history of them being successful. They're new hires. I mean, my thing is that if we're going to like try to, you know, filter through the bull crap and find out who he really appreciates and who he really likes, you kind of look at it like quarterbacks. Like when he's like trying to be, trying to build up like another quarterback and trying to like give him some respect. Remember we did this earlier in the year. It was like, he can make all the throws. Oh, he doesn't like him.
Yeah,
like he has nothing to say
his
positively
lingo.
About him.
Yeah.
So he says he makes all the throws.
Yeah, I think the point is that all these people, like one call after another saying, get rid of Josh McDaniels. Is it safe to say, like, be careful what you wish for?
Hell yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm just saying, I know Andy Hart's just throwing out Patricia, and then there's Joe Judge, and I don't know how Bill feels about Adam Gase, but everything points to Billy O'Brien. And I would say this, what happens if you don't get him? All right, what happens if you don't get Billy O'Brien? Like, I think there's a good, I would say leader in the clubhouse is Billy O, correct?
Yeah, I think he's the fan favorite.
Fan favorite,
yeah,
but leader in the
better.
Clubhouse. Yeah, well, fan favorite,
fan
whatever.
Fan favorite leader in the clubhouse.
Do you think he's the leader in the clubhouse for Bill? I mean, wouldn't it make sense? Wouldn't that make sense? Like, so, but great. So Bill O'Brien to me, if he comes in here, I think a lot of people sit there and say, fine, move on. No big deal. What was your poll? Just move on, the Patriots, move on, whatever,
yeah,
no big deal.
The poll was, how are we feeling right
50%?
Now about potential departure? Indifferent, the Pats will carry on, is 50%.
And I think if it's Billy O'Brien, I think that attitude is correct. Like, I do. I feel like that attitude is correct. Is he as good as Josh? I don't know. I think he's a good offensive coordinator. But what if it's not? Like, that's the concern. What if it's not? Then what? All these people that want Josh driven to the airport.
That's ridiculous.
They all do.
I tell you, you are now... let's just assume that Bill O'Brien wants nothing to do with being an assistant under Bill Belichick again. He's been a head coach. Well, maybe he's okay with it now since he was basically an assistant with Nick Saban.
Maybe he likes college. I'm going to sit here in college until I get a head coaching job again.
Yeah, it's funny. I just saw him down. He was watching young Manning, Cooper Manning's son,
Arch,
play basketball. Yeah, Arch Manning. That was interesting. I don't know. I feel like if coaches like at his level who have been head coaches in big time schools like Penn State, then were head coaches for a long period of time in the pros. So the really only like acceptable like little like purgatory, I guess, would be with Nick Saban, because it's really a minor league version of a pro team.
Yeah. All right. A half hour from now, we'll get Mike Lombardi's thoughts on the coaching carousel and Josh McDaniels possibly being out in Las Vegas. But right now, I'm just curious. You know, nobody wants this guy here. Anybody thinking about the alternative? Like, you be careful what you wish for. 617-779-7937. You still upset? Or you still happy that he could be leaving? Let's go to Justin. He was in Providence. Justin, go ahead.
What's up, boys?
How are we doing?
I think I'm doing good. You know I'm doing great, except Josh McDaniels taking this interview. Man, we got a house of cards right now, and if this guy leaves, they're crumbling. All these people call us and they take him to the airport. They're out of their minds. It's because there's too many recreational stores in Massachusetts. The evidence we see, this is bad, man. And the only guy that can replace him is maybe Bill O'Brien. But that's a maybe. What if it doesn't happen? This would be horrible. There's too many green coaches. Nobody can take his spot, man. I hope to God. Why would he go there, too? I think he's getting set up to fail if he goes there. You got to play Pat Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and maybe Aaron Rodgers. I can't see him going there other than Vegas being a great city, man. This is going to be crazy. I hope to God that he stays. Mac Jones, he's really going to pray that he doesn't leave because, man, you got 1 year with him. And like I said, there's nobody else that's going to replace him. And we might get Billy O'Brien. Dude, I don't know. I'm so wishing he does not take this job and everything goes wrong that he stays. Because, man, callers.
Thanks, Justin. Thank you, Justin.
How about
appreciate
this,
it.
Though?
There's one guy, finally. One guy.
So if Bill and Kraft were able to convince him to stay the first time, why wouldn't they be successful convincing him to stay a second time?
Let me ask you. I don't know if we're ever going to get to the bottom of the whole Indianapolis fiasco, but do you really think that was the Patriots convincing him to stay? Or do you think something happened in Indianapolis to where Josh, the last minute, just said, okay, I can't do this. Maybe it was the guy playing a guitar at 1:30 in the morning. I have no idea. Maybe it was Jim or I don't know. But are you convinced that it was the Patriots? Like, please, please, please don't stay. Or Josh is like, yeah, you know what? I'm out. Can I come back? I can't do this. I just found out this. Yeah. I found out that. I met Jim Irsay. We had dinner. And I was like, holy smokes, I'm out.
That's right? What I think it was. Mm-hmm. That's what I think it was. He realized that relationship between him and the head coach was not going to work. And the fact that the Patriots probably checked on him one last time to see if he would be willing to stay, and his answer was a quick yes. It was a quick yes, yeah. And I think that has more to do with it. My thing is, like, even if they did try to convince him to stay, I think he's done. I think he's ready. I think he was, enough time has gone by since he walked out on the Indianapolis Colts, so people aren't holding that much of a grudge. He's able to be a little bit more selective, and this is it. Like, this is his last opportunity to be a head coach in the pros. Like, that's it, Fitzy.
Yeah, but Christian, you brought up this point earlier too, Lou, when you were saying, I just don't see this as the perfect fit for him. And Christian, you said, I don't think there is such a thing in the modern NFL as a perfect fit. And I kind of agree with that. Actually, more than kind of, I very much agree with that. You're just, because if something is a perfect fit, then how come the previous coach didn't succeed?
Yeah, they don't leave.
Why would somebody leave? Like, this is who wouldn't want to go coach Buffalo right now with the talent they have on both sides of the ball and Josh Allen? And no other great quarterback as of yet in the AFC East. Like, these perfect spots, they don't really exist. There's something wrong or there's something missing.
Correct.
In Minnesota and all these other spots. So, like, the best case scenario for Josh would be millions of dollars, great place to live, tons of fun, good offense, pretty good defense, excellent pass rush, and an owner who's just going to write you a giant check and stay.
And I agree with that. Like, there's no such thing as a perfect fit because they wouldn't be changing coaches. But I'm just saying, for years, it was... Do you think Josh would rather be able to pick his next quarterback, say a place like Jacksonville, right? You draft a quarterback, like have, you know, one of these teams, Chicago, whatever, where they could have drafted their guy and move forward with your rookie? Or would he rather go with a quarterback that's already in place, you know, whether it be Matthew Stafford, whether it be Aaron Rodgers, you know, out there, or Cleveland with Baker Mayfield, whenever you think of him, you know? And I feel like he chose a spot that kind of has neither. And again, I know you say Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr is a good quarterback.
He's good.
But he's got 1 year left in his deal. So then it's like, okay, you're sort of walking into an unknown. You know, Carr's like, okay, listen, I don't know if you like me or not. Like, normally I would talk about an extension, but you're my new coach, so I don't know if you even like me or not to keep me around in an extension. Do I have to go out and play the whole year? But I just think it's a little bit in between of what we all thought, like, what would he rather have? Nobody said, hey, grab the veteran quarterback on his last year of his deal and do what? Okay, move on.
And also, can we just, like, so the division itself, so right now, there's really only one good team in the division.
That's now.
No, that's it. So
there could be three.
That the Denver Broncos, go look at the long list of Denver Bronco quarterbacks that they have had over the last 8 years.
It's bad.
It is long, they're also, and it is embarrassing.
But they're also, wouldn't you agree, positioned very much like they were with, say, like when they went after Peyton Manning?
Okay, fine.
Close.
I know, but
very
oh, look,
close.
They got Nathaniel Hackett, actually. Okay, from Green Bay. Now he's the head coach. We're just assuming like that exchange is going to happen. If it does, different discussion. But for right now,
Russell Wilson.
Listen, again, Deshaun if it happens, Watson. Great. But for right now, they don't have anybody. And the only real competition you have is in Kansas City. That's a real threat. They're not going anywhere. But don't act like the Chargers didn't even make the playoffs. The Patriots have beat them multiple times. I don't think there's this high fear factor with the Chargers and what Justin Herbert can do. If you get into it right now, you're the second best team right off the bat. And then you'll go ahead and you'll be able to compete against Kansas City. You know how to beat Kansas City. You know what to do. I don't think the division is as tough as we're making it seem that it is. It's not the NFC West. The NFC West is a disaster area. Like, that is a tough division. All three of them are really three out of the four right now made the playoffs, and they all had like 10 or more wins. So I don't think the AFC West is nearly as challenging as we're and people are making it out to seem. Like, don't go to the AFC West. Patrick Mahomes lives there. Well, I mean, listen, if that's it, it doesn't mean you can't make the playoffs.
And Lou,
games.
And Lou, you bring up a good point, too, when you mention those other names, Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, wherever they could end up this offseason. What if you're Josh McDaniels, you get a little advanced intel that while they like Derek Carr, they do realize he's kind of tradable this year, given that his cap number is pretty low, and then he moves on to whatever next contract he wants. What if Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited, who had listed the Raiders as a potential destination. Maybe Ciara gets her own little standing concert going out there, Adele style. Russell goes there. How would you feel about Josh McDaniels with Russell Wilson in
sure,
that team?
Absolutely. All day, every day. Yeah. No, I think that's going to be one of the biggest things this offseason is keeping an eye on Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, and Deshaun Watson. That's going to be a storyline for the next 2 months, 3 months, whatever it is, until something happens, until there's a contract extensions, until there's trades, until it gets over with. Yeah, and where those guys fall could change the outlook of a lot of things. Let's go to my man Danny and Quincy, who's checking a little early today. Danny, what do you got, buddy?
Well, I'll meet you halfway in McDaniel's low. One thing, Christian, you asked Lou the other day rhetorically, have you ever seen a pass interference called on a Hail Mary? And all of you said, no, I've never seen it. Guess who got one last year?
Who?
Pussface himself got one, okay?
Did he?
Against Minnesota. He got 24 PIs last year, the most of any quarterback since 1985. They backed off this year because the fix was in. They couldn't give it to him again this year. So he threw one against Minnesota before the half, got 3 points out of it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Anyways, there you go. There's a little factoid
good. There you
for
go.
You.
Thank you, sir. We'll
all
knock
right. And okay. And the other thing on the offense, I wanted to get the offensive line. You ripped a guy about saying the Patriots need to fortify the offensive line, and you said, well, did Brady need an offensive line? Look what happened. He came back.
When did we do that?
You did it 2 days ago, Lou. And then you said, did Mahomes need an offensive line?
No. Danny, real quick. Danny, hold on. I remember that call. The caller said in order to compete for a championship, they need to fortify their offensive line. And, yes, I laughed at that. Okay? I did because I think they need more than that. But go ahead. All right.
Tom Brady's offensive line facilitated him a Super Bowl last year and got him one and got him to the 2 seed this year.
Danny, they also had Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, Rob Gronkowski, and Tom Brady. It had more to do with the offensive line.
Wait a minute.
And the defense.
Tampa Bay, Brady's defense.
What are you doing?
Brady's defense strip tackled twice. They strip fumbled a guy, put Brady on the 30-yard line, led the 14
We know the history.
The
What's your point?
The only reason he came back. That's it.
Okay.
Mahomes last year in the Super Bowl. Was his offensive line banged up in the Super Bowl last year?
Oh, my God. Pat Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelsey. Come on. Please move on because you're making no sense right now. It's more than an offensive line. You need weapons.
It's not glamorous to talk about the offensive line. Matt Jones, the only way he's going to survive in this environment is if they fortify the offensive line. Tom Brady,
Danny, I've already given you too much time.
Line.
What do you got?
Nick,
McDaniels.
I get some help from you, Nick. You always stay silent when I call. These two bozos.
I can't even figure out which track you're on right now, guy. You called in for a McDaniels take, and we went to...
This is called Week in Review of Maloney and Fourier with Danny.
You need to be accountable for what you said.
I still agree with it.
It's a stupid thing to say to the guy that called up and said...
All right, you know what?
Fortify the offensive line.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
You still there?
No, I'm not. I'll let you go. I can't do it.
Danny, like, I'm on tomorrow with Andy Hart, 1 to 4. We'll figure this out tomorrow.
Just add a little context to the conversation, please. What's it going to take for the Patriots to win a championship? The guy called up and said, fortify the offensive line. and I just said, you know, you need weapons, you need a quarterback, you need a defense. And just if you fortify your offensive line, you don't just go to a Super Bowl. That was, put it in context, Danny. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
He called a crap on Brady, which the example he used was from December 2020.
I mean,
it wasn't
it's like
even
week in review.
And that's fine if he brings up a slight example, but fortifying the offensive line, to which I would say, well, the offensive line really wasn't that bad this year.
No, we were doing a segment, what do they need to do to be a real contender? And the guy said, fortify the offensive line. And I was like, okay, I think that's, where's that in your list?
That's probably
okay. Thank
three,
you.
Four or five.
I can't do it. We got more calls. Hopefully, they get to the point. And it's not just a weekend review of Maloney and Forey. What was said 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 weeks ago.
I'm not going to let you set the standard.
Okay, I don't know. Mike Lombardi is going to join us at 4 o'clock. Get his thoughts. We got more of your calls. We're lined up right here. We'll talk to you guys next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.